quarter. We are going to talk to Mike Kliss coming up at 1:15. He's our Broncos insider from 9 News and hangs out every Thursday. Going to pick his brain on all things Broncos. We were talking a little bit about the third helmet that the NFL is going to allow. The Broncos will get a new look. Just a quick text before we talk about Omaha Productions. This is from my guy Wes up in Arvada. He says, Stoke, I'm a welder. Can I join the design team for the new helmets?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
We need architects, welders, right. Probably a doctor or two.
Yeah, and we got engineers. Yeah, everyone's welcome here. We're trying to, no expense spared for the Denver Broncos, right? We're going all out and making sure we have something special. So, yeah, we got all of that. My man is in. He's in for sure.
You're in, Wes.
Yep.
And then another texter says, Dover can spend his own damn money on the colorblind glasses.
Oh.
But I'll spot him the retaining straps so he doesn't lose them again.
Right.
You know, the ones that go around your ear.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I appreciate that.
I mean, you would think that, you know, if you had $400, $500 pair of glasses that you would have that if you're in near water.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just fall off and go right in, right? I mean, that's risk reward again.
I know. I didn't know you at the time. Like, my life is, I've adjusted accordingly.
Your life has changed.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're welcome.
I didn't say for the better.
Oh.
I just said changed. All right. Let's talk about Omaha Productions. They, Peyton, the crew, Stoke, the crew, Eli, the crew. Omaha Productions has reached a 9-year agreement with ESPN to continue doing what they do. Obviously, the Manning cast is first and foremost. That's what everybody watches. But Peyton's places, Eli's places, they have a bunch of different things that they do under that umbrella. They do actually a lot at the Super Bowl, too. A lot of the stuff, stages and stuff, they're a part of all that. But this is great for us, the fans, the consumer, because I don't know. I guess Drew's not a huge fan of the Manning cast. He's like the only one I know. I think everyone loves the Manning cast.
Drew's just weird.
He is a little weird.
His viewing habits
are weird.
Really weird.
I'm kind of out on the traditional Monday night broadcast. I only want the Manning cast.
Yeah, we worked really hard on that deal, and I'm glad it all came together. We're thrilled.
Yeah.
We're thrilled with the results and our partnership with ESPN moving forward. So a lot of hard work went into that, and that's why I was a little bit off here the last couple weeks. It was really grinding over that. So
yeah.
Glad we got that done for everyone. And I do. I do also really like watching it, especially when they have good guests.
Right.
And, excuse me, when we have good guests on. It just provides insight. It's funny. And then also you get the insight, the football minds of Peyton and Eli, which is really cool.
I have a question. I told you it's an important question for you. And I actually wanted to personally thank you for help facilitating this deal because I do love the Manning cast so much. Kevin, I want you in on this as well. 9 years. They're going to do this for 9 years. That's great for all of us. Let's set the over-under on Stoke appearances. Let's go a half.
Oh, yeah. How many years have we been doing this for?
It's about four, right?
About four, so I'm 0 for 4.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, in 9 years, like, someone's got to cancel last minute.
They've already had that, I believe, yeah. Okay. So that's already happened and still.
Still no call.
Crickets, right,
wow.
Crickets. I would say under that number. I would say under, yeah, under.
Kevin?
Man, my sources are telling me over.
That's what your sources are
telling
you.
That's what my sources
are telling you. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I tend to agree with Kevin on the over. I don't have the same sources. Kev does. He's in the streets working.
Right,
but,
yeah.
I feel like it's 9 years. You can't find a guy that helped facilitate the deal, that helped make Peyton Manning a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. You can't find some time for my guy Stoke.
Yeah.
They're going to find some time for you. I like the over.
I like that.
But I like the over.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's all it takes, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you get there.
That's right.
So, yeah, we'll see.
All right. It is fun, though. It is very cool. I'm sure you guys text and, you know, congratulations, thanks for all your help, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's went down already.
Yeah, a lot of appreciation from a lot of people that I've gotten here in the last day.
Well, we're grateful for it. We're grateful for the work that you have put in.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, you stay behind the scenes, under the radar, and you just hope that people notice afterwards and they appreciate all the hard work that went into it. So I appreciate you acknowledging that.
You know what it is? You're the chicken fingers of Omaha Productions.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, there we go.
Like, you know, you're behind the scenes. We don't get to do what we do every day without chicken fingers.
That's right.
He's a key cog here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, like, his name's not on the marquee or anything, but he's important.
That's right.
That's
goes unnoticed a lot, but just does a lot of the work behind the scenes.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the credit that's deserved.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That is you.
Yep.
There we go.
Why do I feel like Stokely's being sarcastic here?
He would never do.
No.
He would never.
No.
All right. Let's hit a quick Nuggets conversation before we talk to Mike Kliss. Actually, a real quick question. You think Justin Holiday's a part of the playoff rotation conversation?
No.
Malone trusts the heck out of him. I know he's not the best option. Solid defensively. He's going to knock down an open shot when he gets it. And most importantly, he has the trust of Michael Malone.
Yeah, I mean, he only played 8 minutes last night. That was it. So I don't see that happening. Not like one of the major roles. You know, every now and then he'll tweak it a little bit there. But I don't see that happening. I still think it's going to be, obviously it's going to be Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, and I still think it's going to be Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
I do. And now can you make some changes there throughout the series if Reggie's not playing well? Reggie's got to start shooting the ball better.
He does.
And making better decisions with the basketball. So, and if he doesn't, then you could see an adjustment there. I'm not thinking that's how they start. Okay. I'm thinking it's going to be the 8-man rotation, and those are the three you're going to have coming off the bench.
Well, I mean, even it's been in the last week or so. Remember, Malone's trying some of the stuff without a true point guard on the floor. This is when Jamal was hurt, and they'd go without Reggie on the floor, and then Christian is in there with that lineup. We saw that a couple of times, and then you just ask Aaron to bring the ball up the floor or just let Nikola do it and start the offense through there. So I'm with you. Unless something changes here over the next couple of games, I think Reggie is on a pretty short lease when it comes to the playoff time, and that's with it already being short because of the minutes that he's going to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the playoffs. This is big boy basketball, so after every game, what do we talk about? What kind of adjustments is that team going to make? Mm-hmm. What kind of adjustments is that team going to make? You know, so that's what we talk about. That's what happens in playoff basketball. You see a lot of tweaks and changes and adjustments from game to game. And so that's just the way it is. You don't just say, oh, yeah, hey, we like you. You're a good guy. You're from around here. You're a veteran guy. No, you make changes and you make adjustments. And so I hope that they don't have to, but I think they start with that, and then, you know, whoever's not getting the job done. I mean, you're coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got to go out there and perform. Now, you have one average game or whatever. You don't need to throw it up in the – you don't scrap your plan from there, you know. But you there's adjustments there, certainly. And I think all three of them got to play well to keep that role.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Christian has a little bit more leeway, obviously, because of what he did last year.
Hey, I mean, you want to talk about trust. That's the second-year player that has all the trust from Coach Mike Malone on both sides of the floor to make the right decision. Nuggets fans, what do you think? What do you make of it? How will it look? Is Justin Holiday a part of it, or is that just a 3-man rotation off the bench, as Stoke suggested, with Peyton, Christian, and Reggie Jackson?
Do you think it stays 3-man?
Well, and I'm a little intrigued by if, and I do think it's an if, and it depends on matchup, but if you get a little time with Minnesota, I know I would probably use some DeAndre Jordan, right? If that's the backup and Minnesota's going to try to counter with some Gobert minutes with Joker off the floor, I'd put DJ in.
Well, I mean, like, so if that's your plan or that's what you're thinking moving forward, like, wouldn't you want to get him into some of these games?
I would.
He was playing for a while there, then he's been on ice here, so I don't know. I don't think he's going to play at all. I don't think he's any part of the plan moving forward because we're not even seeing him in the lineup right now.
I mean, but Zeke Nagy can't guard a 6'4 guy, let alone a 7'2 guy.
You're preaching in the cry. I don't know what to tell you there.
Nuggets fans, tell us how you feel on the text line. Got to tell you about our fan flyaway. Yeah, we got another one of these bad boys thanks to our friends at Sport Clips. The fan flyaway is back. We're going to send a lucky listener and a guest on a road trip to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship coming up in June. You're going to get 2 tickets to the game, round trip airfare from Denver to wherever this destination may be, 2 nights in a hotel, and $500 to spend while you're out there. Go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register. Plus, you're going to get a special offer from Sport Clips. And if you've already registered for previous fan flyaways. You're all good. You don't have to do it again, but make sure you tell your friends and your family to go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway. Once you're entered, you'll be signed up for all future fan flyaways. It starts at denversports.com.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
On Thursdays, we get an opportunity to talk to our Broncos insider, Mike Kliss. He's with us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline with us from 9 News. Mike, we're just going to jump right into this thing, start with something you wrote, and I read it yesterday about J.J. McCarthy. I got a two-parter for you. Do you believe that he is the target for Sean Payton, and are you hearing that you got to get inside, let's just say, the top five if you do have your heart set on J.J. McCarthy?
Haven't heard about whether he's the target or not. To me, that seems like the odds are still maybe Bo Nix makes a little more sense when you're picking 12. I don't know if it's McCarthy or Bo Nix as far as which or Drake May. But I think one of those three quarterbacks, they met with Michael Penix last week, I should say, but his injury history, I think May, McCarthy, or Nix, I think the Broncos would be happy with any one of those. But right now, I'm not sure if there's jostling for a position or not. I'm not sure which of those three that Sean Payton likes.
Mike, I'm looking at Sean Payton going into his second year here, and going through the year with the offense that he had and having to kind of babysit Russell Wilson. And you look at who the Broncos have at quarterback right now, and Stidham and DiNucci. It's just, everything is telling me they are taking a quarterback in the first round. I mean, I can't imagine Sean Payton getting out of the first round and not taking one of those guys you just mentioned. I just can't imagine it for all those reasons.
Yeah, I agree. I do think they take a quarterback, and I do think that's where the team is heading, is leaning. You don't know, some of that, though, is determined by, your draft strategy is determined by other teams.
Sure.
I mean, there are 11 teams ahead of them, and the Minnesota Vikings are one just ahead of them that needs a quarterback. The top three teams, the Bears are going Caleb Williams, by all reports. And then Jaden Daniels to Washington and Drake May to New England. Is New England shopping? Are they open for business? Arizona, I would think, is not going to move on from Kyler Murray, but that's not out of the question. The Jets doesn't look like they're going to go quarterback in the first round. That's not out of the question. But then the seven, you kind of start in the seven spot with Tennessee. Will Levis, Tennessee's not taking a quarterback. Who's eight? I'm not sure who eight is. Nine is the Bears. When they take Caleb Williams, Atlanta, they won't be taking a quarterback at nine. So right in there, if you want to leapfrog the Vikings for J.J. McCarthy, that would be the move. But I do think the Broncos are going to wind up with a quarterback. I mean, all signs kind of point to either McCarthy or Nix, with Penix being, on the outside looking in. You keep hearing the Raiders at 13 like Penix.
Right.
So, he does seem like he would be a good Raider. And so, I think in part because he's left-handed. They've had a good success with all the lefty quarterbacks over the years, Kenny Stabler being number one. But, I think Brock Bowers, they need him in light of Dulcich, but I do think quarterback is number one.
Talking to Mike Kliss at 9 News with us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Mike, I know they hosted a running back. Was that yesterday on a top 30 visitor, this week at least? How big of a need is that in the draft? Is that something that they're going to target? Obviously not in early rounds, but where's running back fall on the pecking order?
Yeah, I think they need a running back. It's interesting. The guy that that they brought in is more of a, you know, he barely played at Texas. Yeah, he didn't, you know, he didn't play much. He's got some return. He had a kickoff return for a touchdown last year. I can't remember his name now. I just wrote his name yesterday. But he would be more of a, he's really a Jaleel McLaughlin type. He's one, you know, 190, 5'8". You know, maybe a running back slash returner. I think he would be more of an undrafted type of guy that they would be looking at. And but yeah, I mean, I think they need a rusher. You know, I guess you could count on Javonte Williams to return to form. You know, have a full year recovery from the ACL. That definitely that could be their strategy, but it seems to me like they didn't have one of their problems last year was they didn't have enough juice at the running back position. Jaleel McLaughlin had juice, but it was tough to get him on the field because of his size.
Mike, Justin Simmons, what's the latest on him and his situation?
You know, with a guy like Justin Simmons, once you get past the first wave of free agency. And, you know, I can only speculate here, but what often happens with guys like that is they have a price that they're setting. And the opening wave of free agency, he didn't get that price. You know, my understanding is he had a couple of nice offers, but was looking for more. And then those nice, you know, the teams that had decent offers, you know, kind of move on elsewhere. The whole safety market, there's quite a bit of name free agent safeties that are still out there. Jordan Poyer, I think, is still out there, among others. Adams, I think, is still out there. So those guys are not getting the money. And I think once you get past the first or second wave of free agency, then the next big move is the draft. You know, you kind of wait to see these teams decide to fill their needs or not get their needs through the draft. And then after that, kind of a new market opens up. So I would think here within the next 2 weeks, right about draft time, Justin Simmons will wind up with a team.
Mike Kliss of 9 News with us every single Thursday. You can follow him at Mike Kliss 9 News. You can read him right there on Twitter as well at 9news.com/sports. Mike, always appreciate you, my man.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. Mike Kliss with us, talking a little bit about the running backs. I actually want to talk about that with you, Stoke. And I have a question about what he suggested or hinted at with them bringing in that Texas running back who's, you know, a special teams guy, can be dangerous. But is that worth a draft pick? That's the question I want to come back and answer next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. She's gonna break soon, gonna break soon, gonna break soon. With so many problems in her life, it really comes as...
Is this song about Scotty Scheffler's wife's water?
I was just thinking that, and I said, I'm not going to say it. And then there you are. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I had to.
I know. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, we have a debate going on
we
here
do.
Around the show. We're going to react to a few things that Kliss said, but that just was a perfect lead-in from Kevin Kisner. Here's the question. Stay at the Masters and try to win your second green jacket.
Right.
Or leave the Masters and go watch the birth of your first child.
Right.
Tell us at 303-713-1043, ramoslaw.com text line. What would you do? Because I know what I would do.
It's a no-brainer.
It's so easy. I don't even know why this is a debate. Let me stretch my arms out. Boys, get ready to put that coat on my back.
Right.
That's my decision.
Yeah, you're trying to go win $4 million. Your kid will thank you later.
Yeah.
Right?
Your
kid doesn't even know if you're in the room or not.
Put $100,000 of that winnings into his first or their first bank account.
Right.
Problem solved. Forgiven.
They'll thank you for not being there. So we're step for step in this one, and we're viewing this the exact same way. So it's a no-brainer. You got to finish the tournament. And I mean, we have FaceTime
stuff
and see the kid. And I do. Like, we're talking about Miss Scheffler, and she's being a little bit selfish.
I think she is, too.
Right? And maybe a lot selfish in this situation because, like, can you imagine, like, he's playing in the golf tournament right now, mm-hmm. right? He's trying to compete against, like, great golfers.
Right.
Like, these guys are really good that he's competing against, right? So you got a lot of stress. You're thinking a lot, all this stuff. But in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, you know, hey, you know, to his caddy, who's Ted Scott's his caddy's name, Ted, hey, has my wife text or someone text about the baby, right? Yeah. So you're always thinking about something else rather than, you know, competing against the best of the best and making birdies and trying to shoot good scores. Well, you're thinking about a text about the birth of your kid.
Right.
She should just take that off his plate and just say, no, I'm not going to tell you even if we have the kid.
Oh.
I want, you're playing 4 days.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? You get a surprise afterwards whether we had the kid or not.
So you turn your phone off. You need to be all focused on golf.
Exactly.
And Sunday evening, when you got the Masters jacket on, you're celebrating with your crew, give me a call. And I'll let you know whether or not you're a father.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's fair. Free him up a little bit more.
Or really, like, if she's actually about that life, and she married a golfer.
Right, yeah.
So you better be about that life, Mrs. S. Have the baby on the course.
On the course.
Have it on the course.
On the course.
Remember a couple of years ago, was it Tony Scheffler that twisted his ankle or dislocated it or whatever?
No, Tony Scheffler was tight end. I don't think he's not a good golfer. I've golfed with him before. He's not very good at all.
What was the guy's name?
Finau.
Tony Finau.
Yes.
That's right. I had Scheffler on my brain.
Yes.
Remember, he dislocated the ankle, celebrating. He played. He was fine.
Right.
He went to the Blue medical tent. He received attention, and he went back out and
they
chased his dream.
Popped it back in, and he's good to go.
So I believe they still have those tents.
Oh, yeah, they had to, right?
Right? They have doctors in there. Yeah.
They got ambulances and stuff around.
Right.
Just have, like, a doctor walking with you. And then, you know, probably good exercise for the baby and you to walk the hilly course a little bit.
Yeah.
And just have it set up where you have your team around you and maybe have like a stand-in.
Like a stand-in?
Like a... No, like a stand-in of your husband. Like like a duplicate. What, Doppelganger? Yeah.
Yeah.
Find someone that looks like your husband.
Yeah.
So, and then he can play daddy.
Right.
So he can have the beard and look like it. So when the baby comes out and sees, like, oh, he won't know the difference, right? But at least he gets a picture.
You do side profile pictures so it looks like he was there the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can Photoshop anything nowadays, right? So it's all good. Go try to win another jacket.
I honestly, like, I didn't really want to say this part of it, but... I think she's doing him kind of dirty.
Right. She's being selfish.
She is. She's putting a lot on his plate in one of the biggest weekends of his life.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, he's 2 under right now, too. Imagine if he didn't have that weighing on him. He'd probably be 4 under after 8 holes.
Yeah.
So remarkable by him to be able to go through all of the adversity that he's going through right now, that his wife's putting him through, to be still be able to go out there right now and be 2 under. So,
you know what?
Kudos to him.
It comes down to this. It's just a simple statement. She's not committed to him.
No. She's not about that life.
She's not.
She's not about that life.
She's not committed.
Yep. At least he found out early. Now he can
move
on.
Right.
Find someone that's committed to
that
life.
That's exactly right.
There we go.
Good luck, Scotty. Good luck out there. And now we're on baby watch. So we're going to find out tonight. We're going to look at it tomorrow. We're going to see what this looks like.
I mean, how can you bet the guy?
Right.
How can you bet him?
Yeah.
You know, so she's doing betters a disservice, and she might cost a lot of people a lot of money.
That's right. Is he on your team?
One of them.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
The one that I care about?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now I kind of like
putting my money
right
at play here.
She's not committed to you now.
Exactly. So
that's
we'll
unfair.
We'll see what it looks like. Maybe she could always change her mind too.
About having the baby?
Yeah.
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 Just
about him coming back.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I thought you meant like hold off.
Well, she could do that, too.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, you do that.
But just like, hey, hold up. We're not ready yet.
Right.
You got to wait till Monday.
Yeah. You got to wait till Monday.
I would honestly want to be the baby born at Augusta, though. Again, only thinking about themselves. Think about this kid's story they could tell in fifth grade of like, you know where I was born? 17th green at Augusta.
I mean, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
As my dad was collecting a $4 million check and a green jacket.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, they wrap the baby up in the jacket.
Right.
They make history.
Yes. Celebrating together.
Dang.
Come on.
Yeah.
Could have been such a cool story for that kid.
I know. I'll DM Scotty later. I'll see if he
wants
to get our insight.
What you get for us.
All right. I'll do the work later. All right. I want to ask you this question about what Cliff said. They brought in a running back this week, a kick returner running back from Texas. Killian Robinson is the name. Brought him in for a top 30 visit. And Mike just said it. He didn't play a lot of running back. He's a specialist. He plays special teams. He's going to do some kick returns. I know that they have just changed the NFL kick rules, and they're going to encourage kickoffs, and that's what the whole point is. Stoke, I don't know that I can get behind a team as bad as the Broncos with the holes that they have on the roster using one of their 8 draft picks on a kick returner. I can't get behind that.
Well, I think you probably look at the guy and say, all right, you know, is it a 7th-round flyer on a guy like that? You know, maybe you like the potential there. I mean, we could use someone that could help us get field position and score more points. I don't care if they're on the offense or special teams, right? But I know what you're saying. We got so many other needs, guys that actually play, you know, more than 5 plays a game.
Yeah.
So, I totally understand that. But at the same time, like, if you're looking at 7th-rounders, you think you're getting starters in the 7th-rounder? Usually not.
Right.
Usually not. So you look at guys like that might have been underused in college. And I think, you know, Cliff's kind of hinted on it a little bit there. He's a little bit like Jaleel McLaughlin, mm-hmm. size-wise. So maybe he's a great kick returner, but also maybe he could be your, you know, because he is a running back.
Yes.
He could be your third down back type of guy, right?
Even at 5'8"?
Huh?
5'8", 190?
Yeah. Yeah, just get him out there in the passing game, right? I mean that's what you do. I mean, you see, look at Austin Ekeler. Look at some of these smaller guys that are really good out of the backfield. So I think, I'm fine with it. Now, you're not going to use a high draft pick on it, but sometimes you can find some hidden gems there where, for whatever reason, just didn't play a lot at Texas, but could come into the NFL and really help your football team out with that type of role. Return guy, third down guy. I mean, we could use a guy that could also, you know, help us convert some third downs. That'd be nice.
I mean,
a running back out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you throw the ball to him, they catch it, maybe make a guy miss or something.
That would be really nice to have that type of weapon.
I also liked what Cliff said about Javonte, and I guess I just hadn't given it enough consideration of, yeah, you can expect more from Javonte Williams this year. Second year of, you know, being fully available, bouncing off of a big-time injury. And you remember when he injured that knee, it's like, hey, it blew up inside there. It wasn't just a tear. It was multiple tears. So I don't know that I'm going to fully bank or rely on that. But it's something that I had kind of let just slip my mind. All right, yeah, I can expect a little bit more out of Javonte Williams here this year.
Yeah, hopefully we see that. We need more from him. We need more from the running game, like Cliff said. I got something I got to tell you. I got something really cool going on that I wanted to talk about. It's going down, a sports trivia, right, that will be going down on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 o'clock. It's free, okay? Doing this for the Board of the American Transplant Foundation. It's located right here in Denver, okay? And our guy, one of our colleagues, Mark McIntosh, a former Colorado sports anchor, he's currently waiting for a kidney transplant, okay? Mark and other Coloradans, who are waiting for kidney transplants to survive right now, they'll be a part of this unique event also. It's a really cool event. Did one a few years ago. It's free. Like I said, it's a sports trivia night to bring awareness about transplant and how you can help out. And we're trying to become the first state right here in Colorado where nobody dies while waiting for a transplant. And here's your chance to help and make a difference. So be a part of it. We're trying to raise awareness. It's a free event. You can go check everything out at AmericanTransplantFoundation.org. Let's make a difference.
Yeah, and it's Mark McIntosh was a guy I got to work with early in my media career and treated everybody so well. Again, like I said, I was just some new board operator. He didn't have to take his time to talk to me and give me some advice on good things and bad things, and he did that very, very often. So it affects everybody, and this is somebody that was in our living rooms, at least for me growing up here, right? Like, he was in my living room all the time because we were consuming sports. So thinking about you, Mac, and hope everything works out. And, yeah, let's set a precedent here in the great state of Colorado. Nice work, Stoke. Quick timeout. What are we going to watch tonight? Not a lot of local action, but there is one big hockey game going on that we'll tell you about next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, final final segment on a Thursday. Zach Bye and Philip Lindsay are coming at you at 2 o'clock. And they will get you home today. They're the drive 2 to 6 every day and following us up. You got any final thoughts, comments, questions, concerns? You want to hang out? Do it on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. You can also watch the show on Twitch and comment in the chat room over there. We've been deep into the Masters here today as it's underway for round number one. Tiger is, he's just a few minutes away from teeing off. Getting windy. So we hadn't really paid too much attention to our Braves, who are in some day action right now, Stoke.
Oh.
And a texter just let us know, your Braves are getting their butts whooped.
Wow.
It's 16-4.
Oh.
Right now against the Mets. So not looking good for our Braves. You know, they lose this and they drop to 7-4.
Yeah, we're good, all right? Yeah, we're good. Look, it's 162 games. I'm not worried about getting beat bad one game. You know, we're trying to win it all. So, you know, it's a long way there. We're off to a good start.
And you know what? I got good news for us Braves fans. They're actually going to play a team this weekend that's worse than the Rockies. And that's tough to do.
Oh.
But they're going to Miami to just beat down the Marlins.
There you go.
They'll be right back on track.
That's a clean sweep.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. All right. You want to get involved, RamosLaw.com, text line, Twitch, as I mentioned. I do want to say something real quick about DU. They are underway here in about an hour and 10 minutes or so for puck drop. We're going to have the Pios Frozen Four game coming up over on 104.3 HD3. They're taking on number 2 Boston University. The other side of it, and it's just after that game, is Michigan and Boston College. Here's a fun little twist for the Frozen Four, Stoke. Right now, in the history of college hockey, 2 programs have 9 national championships. Denver.
Yeah.
And Michigan.
Okay.
The two could meet.
Wow.
In the championship, and the winner claiming the 10th, which would be the most all-time in college hockey history.
Oh, that would be really,
isn't
really
that what
cool.
We want
right
now?
Here in the Final Four. Yeah, let's go see Michigan.
Let's go. Bring Michigan on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what's on the line today. They'll play, and then in a couple of days for the championship. And yeah, let's go. Wolverines Pios for the 10th championship in school history. That's what we're rooting for. And of course, pulling for the Pioneers. 104.3 HD3, pregame at 2:30. Puck drop coming up at 3 o'clock. All right, it is a slow sports night. We're going to get the Masters. I assume you're going to be locked in on what Tiger's doing, right, for the rest of the day? That's
the
agenda.
Yep. Can't wait to see what he's got in the tank, you know? I mean, it's must-see TV. Well, how will he play? I just hope he's competitive. Hope he's competitive and gives himself a chance to make the cut tomorrow. And should be entertaining anyway.
It should be.
I mean, it's Tiger. Like we watch Tiger.
Right.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, when Tiger's on TV, if you like golf, if you love golf, if you don't even really like it, you're still watching mm-hmm. to see Tiger.
Right now, you got Bryson DeChambeau top of the leaderboard through 16 at -6. But like I said, this is the morning group now kind of wrapping up. And then that afternoon group led by Tiger, that's the big name at least, is all kind of getting underway right here, right now. Wyndham Clark bounced back after drilling somebody in the face. He's having himself a decent outing. Last I checked, he was 2 under on the back 9 of today.
Love it. Yeah, I love to see Wyndham make a run at this thing. So this is his first ever Masters, right? We kind of forget that.
Oh, that's right.
He's never played in one of these. So hopefully he'll be playing in many more. But he's off to a good start. I mean, it's always tough. Your first Masters, you don't know the course, you know, like some of these older guys have played it so much. And obviously the nerves are there. So he's doing a good job early besides almost taking that guy's eye out. But the guy did, by the way, get a signed glove.
He got a signed glove. Yeah.
It's okay. Eye for a signed glove. All good.
Right.
And Wyndham did birdie the whole
thing. Right, yeah.
At least he took advantage of the break.
Yeah, no kidding. And that signed glove, I mean, that's got to be what, $2-3? Something along those lines?
That's not nice. That's not nice at all.
Now, if he wins the Masters.
Right. See, imagine.
$200-300.
Imagine if he wins the Masters and you have the only signed glove from that Masters.
You go next year and you're like the Happy Gilmore guy. You still got the bump on your head. And you're like, oh, you barely notice. And you turn around. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You never seen Happy Gilmore?
Of course I've seen it. Okay. I don't remember everything that happened in a movie 20 years ago. Sorry.
I've watched it about 13 times last year. All right. So, yeah, Masters going down. I'll keep an eye on a little bit of that. But, yeah, no Nugs, no Avs, no Rockies. They actually have a day off. So, unfortunately, Chris Bryant won't get a hit again today, but he's not going to have an opportunity. So it's almost like a win.
We got no Rockies, so I won't watch them again.
That's right.
Right, it'd be another day that I don't watch the Rockies. So, yeah. Okay, perfect.
So it kind of fits right into your schedule, normal schedule.
Well, especially with the Masters on, I'm not wasting my time watching the Rockies. I'm just not doing it. I feel kind of mean saying that stuff, but I'm a Rockies fan, but I'm not going to put myself through it. So
but they should have to earn your viewership.
Right, and that's where I'm at, and they haven't earned it yet. If they do, I'll be watching.
All right, I got a Broncos question for you. What would set the Broncos back further? You draft a quarterback this year, and it's a miss. You got the 2024 Todd Blackledge version. We talked earlier about the 1983 draft with 6 quarterbacks selected in round 1 being the most ever, and all signs pointing towards the 2024 draft being 6 quarterbacks selected in round 1. What hurts the Broncos more? Drafting a quarterback that doesn't work out, or you don't draft a quarterback at all in the 2024 draft and you roll with Stiddy week 1?
Drafting a quarterback that doesn't work out, because you give that guy time. So how many years? 3 years? And then you look up and you say, oh, he didn't work. And we got to start this over again.
Do you think that's the timeline, 3 years?
Well, it depends.
Well, at 12, it might be 2. Is, right?
It might be 2, but, you know, does he start from day 1? Maybe he starts late in the year. And so you say, okay, well, you know, we got to give this guy some playing time. And then the second year, he shows a little hope. So, okay, you know, we're going into year 3 with this guy, and then he's awful. So you could have one of those situations and play out like that. So anywhere between 2 or 3 years of just wasted time, and then guess what you got to do? Try to find another quarterback. At least if you go down this road, you don't draft one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just imagine that you draft really good players.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you say, okay, we got good players now. We got a good receiver. Oh, my gosh, you see that young tight end, Brock Bowers? Woo! He's a beast, right? And then all of a sudden you say, well, our quarterbacks stink, obviously, right? So we got to find a quarterback. The next year you find your quarterback. Yeah. I mean, that could be a positive for the Denver Broncos, right? But you got to get the bat off your shoulder. You got to take a swing here. Sean ain't waiting a year to take a quarterback. Just hopefully when they do, it's the right one. Because if you don't hit, it's at least 3 years. I mean, it's at least 2, probably 3 if you pick that guy at 12. Imagine if you moved up.
Oh.
Right? So now you're giving that guy 3 years.
Yeah.
Right, unless he's a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiger Woods, first tee shot, played a big high cut right in the middle of the fairway. Absolutely love it.
Perfect, right?
Perfect. Left side of the fairway.
So he meant to do that little thing?
Well, yeah, of course he did. Whatever he does, he means to do.
Of course.
I mean, how disrespectful. You could ask that of, like, Chicken Fingers or, you know, Drew or myself. Right. Like, yeah, I do a lot of things by accident that work out on the golf course. Tiger doesn't.
No. Like, yeah, of course I meant to hit that tree and then it bounced 15 yards back into the fairway.
Right.
Yeah, that was the plan the whole time.
Yeah, if I didn't, like, sometimes I'd bring out trick shots on the golf course.
Who's
off of windows and all that stuff. Yeah.
Who's his partner here?
Jason Day. He's looking like it's 2003. He's like me on the golf course. He's wearing dude looks like the pants are baggy, the shirt's baggy.
Is that the outfit you wore when you were drafted?
Yeah,
exactly. That's what that looks like, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's awful. It's a clothing, it's a golf clothing apparel company. Yeah. But it's just like a little bit baggier stuff. Like they're trying to make that come back. It's an awful look.
Yeah.
But like him next to Tiger. Tiger's like tailored up, looking good, looking fit. And then you got this guy looking like, you know, somebody that just rolled out of the country club next door and just broke into play. I mean, dude, like... Seriously.
KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.
You had me talking about Tiger. You caught me slipping. I looked at Kisner, and he was dead cold, stone-faced me, and I'm like, what is he looking at me that way for? And then you hit me with that, and Yeah, be talking golf. I know. Man, that was unfair.
I got
that
you.
Was unfair.
I feel good about the next couple of days because the Masters will be fully
right.
engaged.
That's all right. But I mean, yeah, he looks awful. I mean, look at that's a bad look, buddy.
Oh, you see his first shot. Look good, play good, play good, feel good, get paid, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Look bad, play bad,
hit
don't
him in
get
the
paid.
Woods. Yeah. Yeah. Missed the cut.
That's exactly it. So, yeah, we'll be full involved in the Masters this weekend and obviously see what Tiger Woods has got going on. We got our bet as to whether or not he makes the cut. Loser has to buy pizza for the crew coming up a little bit later on next week. You know, we did mention, we talked about the Rockies and the Nolan Jones dive miss, pop out with the two runners on in the bottom of the ninth and all that good stuff. Chris Bryant, 0 for 5. Dude, it was once again 18,311 people at the game last night, and that's being generous because when I turned it on, I tried to count them all. I didn't get to 18,000. That's the lowest attendance in 10 years outside of a pandemic game for the Colorado Rockies. It was a little chilly. We talked about it leaving yesterday. Like, okay, it's kind of cold, but still not like freezing or raining or anything.
Right.
I'm starting to allow myself to go, fans might be on to something here, but I still need a couple of weeks as this weather turns and we see what it looks like on a random Wednesday night when it's 76 at night and not 56 at night.
Yeah, I'm not putting too much into this right now. I'm just not. You keep telling me 18, 19,000, and I keep saying, oh, that sounds good to me. I know it doesn't compare to, you know, some of the numbers of previous years, but I don't know, man. I'm not looking at that like that's a huge, huge negative here. I think that's a good number. What was last night? Wednesday night in the middle of the week? I mean, that's just where the Rockies are.
You know what? With both the Nuggets and Avs on, too, that's...
Right.
Yeah.
And then Monday night was the national championship game. I mean, it's like you said. Talk to me in June.
Okay.
Okay? Late May, middle May, June, and let's see where the numbers are. And I think people look... They're just tired of it to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I would think that more people would be tired of it right now. More people would say, hey... I'm not going to invest my time into this product. They're an awful baseball team. And they were playing a team that no one knows anybody on the Diamondbacks.
Right.
No one cares. So it's not even a national brand. And like people actually, like 18, to me, I'm shocked that 18,000 people went to go watch that Rockies team against that Diamondbacks team. And also, Josh, it was at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do people still work?
Kind of.
Right. So it's like right in the middle of the day. I don't know. I'm not reading a lot into it right now. We'll see what it looks like there coming up in a month or so. What the number? And I'm expecting them to come down a little bit, certainly, with the product that we're seeing right now. But not surprised by that.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll see what it looks like when the weather does turn. There is a game you can watch tonight, Winnipeg and Dallas, and obviously big implications on what Saturday's matchup between the Jets and Avs would be for the second place in the Central Division, which comes with home ice advantage in round number one. So we'll keep an eye on that. Report back tomorrow. Of course, get you set up for the big weekend that will be for the Avalanche and the Nuggets, who got a couple of cupcakes but win them. And the number one seed is rolling your way. Zach Bye, Philip Lindsay sliding in here. The drive going to take
boys?
You home. What up, fellas?
How we doing?
We are good. We talked a ton about the Masters today. We're fired up for that.
How was Stokely's focus level?
I would give about an 8 out of 10 today.
Yeah, a lot better than last year.
Damn.
Yeah. That's pretty good, right?
A lot, man, 8 out of 10.
Well, last year you weren't here for the first day, and I did it with Matt Smith, and I let's just say I had a wager gone wrong, and it just ruined my day.
Yeah.
So I had an awful day on the radio, and I lost a lot of money because I said, hey, I want to make one bet on make or miss the cut. And I just want to make just one, but I want it to be a big one, and then I'm going to follow it for 2 days and have fun. The worst idea ever. With before I started working, the guy was 5 over par.
Yes.
And it killed my whole day. And I did
today.
Last year.
I remember that. Even though I wasn't, I mean, people still talk about that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad. I learned my lesson.
8 out of 10. So 8 out of 10 in our household. Little Phil would because they're a good little noodle.
Yeah, see?
There we go.
We had a good one today.
Yeah.
Stuff was
positive.
A good noodle.
That's right.
One of our bigger questions of the day was about the Masters.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler's wife is pregnant. That's their first kid. Would you guys leave the Masters to go watch the birth of your first child? And when you're the favorite,
we've talked about
to
this.
Win the Masters.
We talked about this,
and he's already won one of them.
With a football player.
He's already won one of them.
Okay,
but it's the Masters.
And but it's also like the you don't get paid if you don't play, right?
You're not getting paid unless it's like day three.
Yeah,
I don't know if you withdraw if you get. I don't know. It's not like he's hurting for money,
right?
But just say if you win it, it's like $4 million.
Yeah.
You know, you could throw 100 in a trust fund for the kid, right? Zach, do you remember? Zach, do you remember if your dad watched you be born? Do you even know if
he
did?
No,
Phil, do you know?
No.
Exactly, my point. Yeah. You don't need to be there, man.
It's about support. But, hey,
if your dad won a green jacket and won $4 million,
that'd be pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a good story for you.
Yeah.
Josh is even suggesting that she stays there, maybe just has a kid on the course.
What?
On the course.
Blue medical tents.
That I know, yeah. What do you think about that?
Go on the trap, nice little soft landing.
The trap, a little sandy, but we got some towels. It's all good.
And then we'd be looking like breaded chicken.
Took our towels and stand on a wet body.
He's got the hose.
A little turkey. Oh, my God.
So what would you do?
God almighty, I want to say just do the event, just play the event. But if I had already won it,
right,
I'd probably be misrepresenting myself if I said I would just play. No, I'd probably go do it.
You know
to
how much
birth.
How much heat you would take if you don't go to that birth?
And it's the first kid?
Yeah.
So you're going to play your second Masters over your first kid?
So, yeah. And so here's what we came up with here. She's being really selfish.
She's not committed to the game.
Right. She knew what she was getting into. And if she was really committed, she would just take this off of his plate. You know what I'm saying? Just say, hey, I'm taking this off your plate. I don't want you here.
Right.
If you're playing and this happens, you stay.
Right.
And then so now what is he thinking about the whole time? He's checking his phone, like, you know, like. And
right.
So if she just said, don't be here, don't worry about it, I'm not letting you know, then he would be freed up a lot more. And so, yeah, we're blaming her.
You know what?
You're sick, so.
And nowadays you could, like, FaceTime. You could, like,
exactly.
You could, like, live stream.
Dude, it's so simple.
And if you need to connect with her, you can step away. Way, like me at Colorado Golf Club, doing an ESPN radio hit, just step away and just have the conversation, and then join the group when you're
done. Almost got me kicked out last year. Bearcat Jim almost got me kicked out this year for wearing sweatpants to Easter.
My
it's unbelievable. The friends I hang out with.
Yes. You took a call.
So he invited me to Colorado Golf Club one time.
Yeah.
And
I told him to play.
And I told him, like, when we started, I said, hey, just a heads up, like, I agreed to do this ESPN radio hit. And it's going to happen while we're out here. He said, you agreed to do
what?
And it's a really nice place, right?
You're not supposed to be on your phone at all.
Not on the course.
And then I'm like projecting my voice about, like, Russell Wilson.
There's
like different groups.
It is right next to another green. We got people behind us, right, coming up. So we're just standing there. And I'm like, all right, y'all can go through. It's my partner over there yelling. I apologize for him. Hopefully he didn't break your concentration.
He's talking to himself.
Oh, my God.
He's talking
funny.
To himself. He's got some problems.
God almighty.
Oh, that's good.
Dude, Josh, how fun was last night?
That was it was the best game all year by default because of the circumstances, but the energy, the electricity, I've really liked to see over, you know, we call it 3 or 4 years, like, the evolution of Denver sport fan.
Yeah.
Because the city knows football. It's, you know, king, right? But how much on board the city has gone with the Avalanche and with the Nuggets and understanding what's right in front of them. It is everyone at Ball Arena for the last year at least are Nuggets fans.
Yeah.
And you can't say that in the history of this team.
No.
In fact, it's almost like a 50-50 split when the big dogs come in town.
Yes, yes.
It's just that feeling last night of everyone knowing what was on the line. And then when the fourth quarter comes and they start to turn and CB's having a personal dunk contest and Peyton Watson's blocking everybody.
That was great.
The energy
so
in
cool.
there, man. It's unbelievable to feel that.
You're spot on. And let me tell you a story. When the Nuggets first made it to the playoffs, they had a series with the San Antonio Spurs. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it went 7 games. I think
it did.
I think it went 7. Okay. Dude, game number 2. I had a buddy in town. He's a voice of Siena basketball. Robert Lee. Call him the General. Robert Lee.
Ah, nice. That's a good one.
And he was in town to do a game or something. And he said, we should go to the Nuggets game, Nuggets playoff game. We didn't have tickets.
Mm.
We went to Brooklyn's, And we got tickets 25 minutes before tip-off and paid $50 to $60.
Wow.
And I'd be lying if I remembered the exact number, but yeah, it was in the 50s. And we just waited and waited and waited. We sat in the lower bowl.
What?
We sat
during a playoff
at the
game.
Very top, at the very top of the lower bowl. I have tickets. I have pictures still on my phone for, I think it was 2018. And imagine that. You can't, you haven't been able to do that in years.
Hmm.
But now it's like, you better get them off the a primary market because they're going to sell out. And if you're using the secondary market for that same seat that we probably paid $59 for, is about $359 for a Nuggets playoff game now. And you're right, the crowd used to be half other team. And now, if you're, especially in a big game, if you see other uniforms, it sticks out.
Yeah, it does.
It's just come such a long way.
I mean, they have a season. We were talking about this last night.
So we were. While Zach was down there teasing us, moaning us.
That's right.
We were sitting there in the suite while my man was on the floor.
He's dancing. He's got a tap dance routine down there on the hardwood.
He was over here moonwalking.
But we were talking about the season ticket wait list. The Nuggets have never had one.
Yeah.
Literally never.
Okay.
Until this year.
All right, another story. 2019, me and my buddy Jan bought tickets, season tickets. And what we did is there's different tiers of season tickets, but we did what at the time was called, it was like the premium package. It was not a lot of games. It was 12 games, but it was against some of the best opponents. So the Lakers were on there, the Clippers were on there, the Warriors were on there. The Rockets at the time had juice and they were on there. And we went to about half of them using the seats. Most other times we couldn't go together. And instead of bringing a friend, we would just try to sell them. There were games where we had to drop the price 4-5 times, just take a bath for regular season games on a Tuesday night.
Wow.
Even if it was the Rockets, they'd come into town, it'd be a Tuesday night, and it averaged about $100 per game. Uh-huh. It was like 12 games for $1,200, something around there. And dude, we'd have to sell these tickets for $40 just to not take a total loss if we weren't going to go. It just, again, that was in this era. Jokic was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal was playing. This operation has just come such a long way. And the guy who built this thing is Tim Connelly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was down on the floor last night waiting to connect with him. Yeah. Didn't get a chance to. He did not make himself available. He went all the way up top to the owner's suite. Yeah.
why is that, though? You think he just feels some type of way? Because it's like, I'm going to be down here on the floor, but it's a lot of memories. It's a lot of memories of people that I built.
He also
chance on.
The Minnesota was here like 10 days ago.
Yeah.
He made his media rounds then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He did talk to everybody, and he kind of said his hellos and stuff.
And I did not go to that game.
Yeah.
So I was just hoping to connect with him. Again, didn't get the chance to, no biggie. But he built that team. And now to see him in the building and overlooking his new team trying to beat the team that he created is just so fascinating.
It's crazy.
It's so fascinating. But we had a great time last night. Shout out awesome. Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, mm-hmm. man. Good. Yes. Always fun hanging out with you, Josh.
Yeah, good to see you, boys.
And Mike. And it was just a great night, man. Just a great great night. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day in Denver. The Nuggets have the number one seed. The title comes through Denver. What was it like being there for the biggest win of the season? That's where we'll start coming up next.